Welcome to the Technoid Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Beth Bond,
it's
joining me.
How
Hello.
You doing, Scott?
I'm doing pretty well. So the last time you were on the show, we had Terry Brax in. We had Alita, what's the full name? Alita Wolf, but you got to get the middle one. If we don't get the middle one, Miranda. You got to get Alita Miranda Wolf, and then you have like the 52 pages of Google. we had them on to talk about a big event that is Thursday.
Power Women.
Exactly. Yeah. So I wanted to have you give us a little rundown of what people can look forward to. This is going to go out the day before that, or it should go out either tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
Great.
So we should be good to go. So tell us a little bit about what this event is and what's the advantage and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So Women Tech Founders, I'm chair of education with that organization. And we have the Midwest Women in Tech Conference coming up Thursday at UI Labs.
Okay.
So
Love
not only
labs.
Is
if
that
you haven't the, been there, you oh, should go there and check it out.
It's incredible. Super strange kind of location to navigate to, but it's like this incredible collaboration of all industry, right? Yeah. So we're going to be taking over UI Labs from, I think it's 10 until 7 on Thursday. And it's just going to be a great power-packed day full of, you know, women tech leaders, public officials.
There's a pitch contest too, correct?
There's five pitch contestants, okay. Women-led startup companies. And actually, the winner will receive $25,000.
Dang.
So pretty good for
startup
budget.
What are you guys looking for on the determining that? Like, what are some of the strengths that if they're not participating in this one, obviously they're not if they haven't been selected. Mm-hmm. So, but the next go around, what are you guys looking for?
So obviously women led,
helps.
But it's really just, do you have an innovative idea that has a good roadmap to revenue? And it's kind of evaluated just like any other pitch competition, right? So the only criteria is that, you know, you have at least majority of your founding team be a female.
Okay.
So it's everything from food tech to fintech. And at the end of the day, we'll have a bunch of awesome judges hearing out all of these women. We have a separate kind of student delegation room where CPS high school students will be doing a huge design thinking workshop, rapid innovation around upward mobility for the next generation. Should be such a great day. So
awesome.
If you haven't got your ticket, get it now.
Where do they go?
You go to MidwestWomenInTech.com.
MidwestWomenInTech.com. Very cool. Thank you. Well, speaking of labs, you know, the kind of thing that gets built in a lab is doggy goo. Do you know what doggy goo is?
I can't wait to find out.
This is the...
I've been hearing goo.
Goo. Doggy goo.
Goo.
So if you're a fan and a follower of Technori, you should know doggy goo just because one of our biggest fans and probably our most popular commenter on Technori is Steve the Goo Man, Doggy Goo Man, who I decided finally we should just get him in here and talk about doggy goo and what it is because it's, I think the marketing is hilarious. I think the whole thing is amazing. But behind all the laughter and stuff, there's actually like a product here that's worth knowing. So,
wait a minute, wait a turn, minute. On the radio. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play
it's
it though.
Time to play
I
it
hope
though,
you got in tune.
Got
he talking
tune.
Bigger business. Bigger he make a lot of moves.
Lot of
he
moves.
Talking Scott Catoon.
Without further ado,
oh, wow.
Steve, welcome to the show.
Can't thank you guys enough. Technori's major Chicago, major startup. I'm Chicago. I'm real proud of it, and I'm here to talk about goo.
Who is not ready to talk about some goo?
I'm ready to hear about it.
What is doggy goo for the layman?
Well, doggy goo is a goo-licious peanut butter treat, 100% natural, that you give to your dog on a daily basis. But there's method to the goo madness.
There's more.
As I said, we have in our presence a beautiful spring happening.
Oh, yes.
But with spring Finally. Come allergies. And not only for our two-legged animals, us humans, but for our four-legged animals as well. Our dogs are allergic to the same pollen, dust mite, molds we are, and that's where doggy goo comes to play.
It's interesting. I just saw a commercial, actually, yesterday for dogs with skin irritations to climate as well as food and other things that are around the house.
Yep.
So it is an industry that is – I'm going to look at this. I'm going to be real, Steve. I'm going to tell you the truth. I love my dog and would spend and waste whatever dollar amount it takes to make sure the Bure is Bureauing until he's 50. 50 human years, not dog years. I want Bure to live like four lifetimes. And I'll waste all my money on it. But I also think that like pets is something where you can get human beings to spend just about anything on just about
it's
anything
yeah.
on their pets.
Pets and babies.
And so like pets and babies. So like on one hand, it's like, come on, dude. But on the other hand, as a business person, I think it's a gigantic marketplace.
Well, there is a dollar figure to it, but with any investment, I always say that you measure an investment by your heart, your mind, and then your pocketbook.
Depending on who you ask.
Well, the people that measure it only by the pocketbook, frankly, I don't speak with,
yeah,
because I always lead with the heart. And in the case of Goo, we have parents, pet parents, mm-hmm, who love their animals. And our animals, whether you're a canine or a feline pet parent, they have a very special part in your heart. And when you bring an animal into your life, you bring into a special agreement. You take care of them, they take care of you.
Yep.
And by taking care of them, that means health. And where you and I bring our troublemakers into our bodies through respiratory sneezing, with our dogs, it's all about the itchy skin.
Yeah.
And when you take a look at the manifestations of allergy, that's the constant itching, paw chewing, gunky ears, hot spots, yeast and bacteria issues are all manifestations of that internal allergy fire burning in your dog.
Hmm. See, I didn't know that. I saw the commercial and I was thinking, like, well, I was actually thinking of you. I was thinking, this is amazing that there is this, like, opportunity out there. And I never thought of dogs as having allergies of,
yeah,
like ours.
I mean,
I hate, again, to put a dollar figure on it, but it is a very serious moneymaker business
lot
of people. And
heart is great. I mean, you love the dogs, and honestly, you're not going to be able to get people to buy this product. Doggy Goo is not going to get purchased because you're like, please be a part of a $1 trillion industry. You're going to get them because you're going to say Doggy Goo is going to make your dog live longer and live a happier life, and so they're going to spend the money.
Today's pet parents are proactive medical consumers like yourself, Scott, and they're very versed not only in their health but their animal's health, and they want to be as natural as possible, give the body as what it needs to do its job as naturally as possible. And probably the rallying call for a lot of pet parents is prevention trumps treatment any day.
Yeah.
And in the case of allergies, that allergy snowball starts rolling at birth and only gains speed and mass as time goes on. And what may be an occasional itchy dog at year and a half, that's just what dogs do, becomes more and more of an incessant 24-hour, 365, keep you up all night kind of,
yeah,
itch that then moves into hot spots, skin irritations. Here comes infection. Here comes a visit to the DVM. Here come antibiotics. And now your gut biome is, well, thrown out of whack from the antibiotics,
wow,
in addition to an allergy snowball that's rolling
yeah,
bigger and faster.
So would you say, how knowledgeable are you on the subject of, like, individual breeds of dogs?
Allergies, I'm also involved with human allergies. In fact, that's what brought me to the canine allergy side. To your point, though, just as allergies in humans are very mom and dad driven. And in our animals, it's also breed driven. There are breeds that are genetically predisposed to a higher level of allergies than other. The average 20% of our population dogs have allergies, and it's environmental allergies, not food or flea is really not an allergy as much as it is a venom type of thing.
Yep.
And retriever is the top breed. Genetically predisposed. The terriers are there. The pushed-in nose dogs are there. GSDs, German Shepherd dogs, are also there.
Oh, wow.
And
how about Bazengis?
You've got yourself a rather exotic,
yeah,
breed.
Yes.
Okay.
He's a strange cookie.
it's not on the list, but I do really want to emphasize to pet parents to be on allergy alert to the first emerging signs of allergy, because it's only a snowball that will roll bigger and faster.
What are some of those things? I mean, obviously you mentioned, you know, the scratching and the lick and the paws and other such things, but like, what does it look like versus, like, Bazengis, for those of you out there who don't know, I mean, be woke on this, people.
Oh, wow.
Bazengis.
It's a lovely breed.
It's an amazing breed. They say, stare at the donut, not the hole. And if you see what a Bazengi looks like, you'll get what that joke means. at any rate, they have a propensity to lick their paws, like, constantly. They're cleaning themselves constantly. So, like, if I was a pet owner, what am I looking for to know when it's, like, it's just normal versus it's, like, a real, like, this is something that should become a concern?
You bet. To the point of paw chewing, what you've got there is the immune system is suppressed because of allergies, and the small crevices, paw crevices, are moist, and that leads to opportunistic yeast and bacteria to grow because the immune system is suppressed. The bacteria, yeast, make their own itch material and that's what your dog is trying to itch when they're going after their paws.
Hmm.
And the same is true on the skin. And when those pollen mites and molds land on the sensitive skin of the ear says, I'm irritated, cranks up the gunk machine to try to remove that irritant to no avail. But now the ear is a warm, moist petri dish for yeast to grow. Yeah. And yeast makes its itch on top of the allergy itch, and you've got a gunky ear out of control.
What is it, not that you're a vet, and I didn't bring you in to be a vet, but like what are the things that look healthy? Like what does good behavior look like? Just trying to give people a juxtaposition so they know good and bad.
I have pet parents that haven't slept a good night's sleep in a year.
Yeah.
Their animal is just incessantly chewing on themselves, licking themselves, biting at themselves, itching.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a doggy itch and an allergy itch. And again, I go back to the allergy alert, that when you do see the incident and the frequency accelerate, that's your chance, your time to really give doggy good call.
I was going to say, because Boo Ray will spend, usually every Tuesday night, he licks all of his paws for like 45 minutes in bed, and then that's awesome to lay down in that bed. But then that's it. He only does it Tuesdays, usually about 6 o'clock.
Well,
otherwise, he's good.
I would. Here we are, again, looking at a beautiful spring, but with that come the allergies, and we're at peak allergy season. And there is, again, that ounce prevention, pound of cure strategy.
So what's the harm of me giving him some doggy goo?
Actually not. You probably do have, I don't want to be predispositional, but it's very possible that you do have the emerging building embers of allergy to an external flame over time. And I even, to your point and about breeds, retrievers as an example, retrievers are right now the go-to breed for our guide dogs and our seeing eye dogs, that type of thing. But they're also go through all this magic training and a lot of money and TLC only to be placed with their respective vision challenged individual. Yeah. But then the itching starts. They start chasing it and knocking it down with steroids, which is only a temporary thing. And pretty soon that animal is peeing in harness, which is a no-no for guide dogs because that's what steroids do. Yeah. And they move on and they have to retire these animals because they just are consumed by allergies. Huh. So to the point is, and this is why I'm so excited to be here, is I really would like to, as part and parcel to this opportunity, we have a lovely promotion code to really put savings into the pet parents' pockets, because if there ever was that ounce prevention, pound of cure, it's true for allergies. Because when you take a look at the top billing issues, and now pet insurance is a big thing. Pet insurance is a real big thing. Mm-hmm. And as with pet insurance come pet insurance businesses who track all the conditions.
We
that
had one of
them
on here. Was it FIGO? Fight, what's the, do you guys remember we had them on here? I think they, I'm forgetting right now, but I think it's FIDO insurance or whatever. It's FIDO.
Yes.
They're whoever it was. Yeah. We had them in here earlier this year and they brought a sweet little water dish for my dog.
Well, our DVMs do ask for the same green as the medical doctors.
Yep.
The insurance is a growing big business, but when you take the advantage to me is that they slice and dice the data pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're looking at those manifestations of allergy, and when you take a look at the itchy, paw chewing, gunky or hot spot dogs, they're great at cleaning up an ear, taking care of this and that. But without being disparaging to our DVMs,
all they can do
is mask symptoms with pharma.
Yeah.
And that
it's not dissimilar from our normal doctors.
Exactly.
Don't get me started.
I'm trying to get you started, Steve. The whole point of having you here is to jumpstart the doggy goo.
Well, thank you, Scott. I do appreciate it. And again, I go back to Technori, and you guys are jumpstarting jumpstarts like me. And I do.
That's
thank
what
you
we're
for
trying.
That.
Yeah.
That's just magical. Life of an entrepreneur can be a lonely one, and no is the first words out of many people's mouths.
Yeah.
So, I thank you for this invite. But, you know, with my doggy goo, what we're doing is attacking and recalibrating the immune system. Mm. And through this daily peanut butter treat, small traces of the pollen, mites, and molds that your dog's allergic to brought into its mouth. The mouth is slathered with peanut butter goo juice, but the allergy ingredients move at a molecular level through the very thin skin of the mouth to the blood immune system, which is where we leverage the natural adaptive power of the immune system to be retrained, recalibrated, brought to a higher internal tolerance to these troublemakers, with the end result that the external symptoms are mitigated, eventually are no longer triggered.
So my mom has two dogs, and she buys peanut butter in bulk from Costco because she loves every single day she gives. So I have two questions. One is it healthier than regular peanut butter, or is it like a supplement inside of peanut butter?
Well, the best therapy drug supplement in the world is useless if the patient is not compliant.
Yeah.
And with doggy goo, what we're doing is, again, recalibrating the immune system. We need that daily, daily dosing of goo. And we said, what do dogs like? And peanut butter just came.
Yeah.
I kept going to food scientists and saying, I need something like peanut butter. And I said, well, why am I doing that? Yeah. Let's just go with peanut butter. So the goo in doggy goo is the best human natural peanut butter money can buy. Oh. And to that, we add our allergy ingredients. But also, too, because the gut biome, you're probably hearing more and more about good bug, bad bugs in your gut are important. We also have pre and probiotics in there to support our allergy fight as well.
So Jamie Lee Curtis would be perfectly fine with this. Get that probiotic.
It is. It really is. Heal the gut, heal the gut. By the way, heal the gut.
Yeah. Very cool.
And then is there, I know that honey, like local honey, is also a really good in humans way to combat different allergies that you have.
That is great in theory, but when you look at the profile of a human allergy sufferer, you do have the seasonal grasses, tree and weed, pollens, i.e. honey. Mm-hmm. But man, if you even took those out of the equation and only treated that human allergy sufferer for dust mites and molds, cockroach, I'm sorry to say, and also too cat dander. Those are the biggies. In my human formulation, cat is my number one troublemaker in my formulation.
Cat people are also one of my number one troublemakers, with the exception of my team who have Fiskers the cat. But usually cat people, nah, you know, I don't know.
Well, cat people are cat people, but on an allergy basis, we have a very good friend who's a realtor, and she just dreads the day when she has to show a house that has a cat in it.
Yeah, I actually am the same thing. I joke about it, but like my eyes like well up immediately. So Bure, I went with the Bazenji dog because they're the least of the, not necessarily the least fully, but pretty close to the least when it comes to allergenic.
Well, if for your budding families out there, again, because allergy is very mom and dad driven, there is a very strong medical school of thought where having a dog in that infant setting actually builds early tolerance.
Oh, cool.
It even goes to the point where people that live on farms have a lower incident of allergies than this.
That,
and it's all about that early.
Early today, exposure.
Yeah. Today's kids are Purell clean. Their immune systems are lazy.
We've talked about this on the show, too. It's actually, we had a bunch of healthcare professionals in it. It was like trying to combat the, not just allergies, but everything. Kids now are so clean and spend so little time outside digging in random dirt that anything that they eat that has anything on it makes them sick immediately. Because they, like, when we were kids, we were playing with sticks and dirt and stuff, and now they're playing on their phone. And it's, everything, like you said, is Purell clean. It's a legit, I think it's a legit problem that we're going to face on a medical, how to fix problems and using different anecdotes and things that will not work.
Well, there is that true. And you're actually doing your children a disservice for being so clean.
Keep your kids filthy, people.
Yeah, play in the dirt. Go out and eat worms. Have fun. You're not going to die. You might get sick.
Probably.
But that's why, that's why God made you, to kind of throw up. Mm-hmm. But
and if it does kill you, he'll bring you back home, so it's fine.
But the one thing that also, too, and this is, we're kind of digressing onto the human allergy side, but when you're a human allergy sufferer who have never known a day in their life when they didn't suffer from allergies to some degree, you become your disease. You're actually shaped by your disease.
I totally believe that.
And then again, the progression of allergy begins as an allergy and this and that, but it will move to allergic asthma, and I'm firmly convinced that we also have autoimmune behind that, rheumatoid arthritis, stuff like that. So it's all about a hypersensitized immune system, and inflammation is a big cause of a lot of diseases in your dog, in your human, and the sooner you extinguish that source of inflammation, the healthier you'll be.
Well, I totally agree, and I'm going to update people with we want to make sure we get the promo code. Is it Technori? What's the promo code?
Technori Goo.
Technori Goo. Okay, so we have Technori Goo, and that will get you guys a discount to try this out.
That'll put $15 in your pocket, and Yes. And please, there's no, as my grandfather said, there's no bad question. So call with any questions. Cool. Every animal is different, but it's stressful not only for the animal, but the pet parent, and we're here for answers.
And you can even write these questions on any of our Facebook posts, because Doggy Goo is on almost every one of the posted comments. So you just write your questions about Doggy Goo in any random Technori post, and my man Steve here will come find you.
Technori is on my... on my list. I, again, can't thank you enough,
no,
Scott.
Of course,
and the role that you're playing within our beautiful city of Chicago, it's just, and sure, we got the West Coast boys, we got the NYC boys and all this, but hey, we also have Chicago.
Chicago, there's a reason Fortune 500, yeah, Best Coast. Yeah. There's a reason Fortune 1,000 to 500 companies choose Chicagoland area. The state of Illinois might have its problems, but everybody's got problems. It's a perfect place for hiring and for everything else, so it's awesome.
And who's the cornerstone of Chicago? GN. Way to go.
Oh, jeez. For now, WGN, yes. They keep themselves
going.
At any rate, I also wanted to make sure we show you. My mom just sent me a picture. I'll share this on social media. Boo Ray the dog sitting outside sitting on the road right now, just hanging out, doing what he does,
doing what dogs do.
He's doing what Boo Ray the dog does. We'll share that on social media along with Doggy Goo. Make sure to check in with Technori Goo. Save yourself $15. Steve, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're the best, Technori.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it. You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes. Stay connected. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. And Beth, welcome back from London. Thank you so much. Where do people follow you?
At Beth Bond.
It's that simple. At Beth Bond. Go Technori and Doggy Goo. Boom. That's a wrap.